The recently created commission has until December 1st to design a public financing system for all statewide offices. It can spend up to $100 million to set up the program. Cuomo at the time said it was too difficult to devise a plan as part of the state budget.
It is too complicated. It's not a simple system to put in place.
The governor, Senate, and Assembly will each make their own appointments for a total of 8 members of the 9-member commission, but they all have to agree on that 9th member, who could potentially cast a tie-breaking vote on any decision that's made. Progressive groups pushed hard to include a matching small-donor public campaign finance system in the budget. Jessica Wisniewski with the Fair Elections for New York Coalition says the delay is disappointing.
I think the whole thing is a big punt. If the governor and the Assembly wanted to do public financing elections, it would have been law today.
The coalition says the commission needs to be named within the next 6 weeks and that appointees should be supporters of public financing and have some experience in the world of political campaigns. So far, neither the governor nor the legislature has offered any names for who they'd like to see serve on the commission. The groups also want public hearings around the state and say a draft report should be issued by mid-September to give the public some idea of the commission's thinking. The coalition also has concerns about the commission's reach. The panel will have the power to examine whether the state should continue the practice of fusion voting that allows candidates to run on multiple ballot lines. Third-party endorsements, including by the Progressive Working Families Party, helped fuel a challenge to Cuomo from the actor Cynthia Nixon during the governor's 2018 reelection campaign. Wisniewski believes the governor is just trying to take revenge on the Working Families Party, which is often feuded with him. And she says a proposal to end fusion voting could torpedo any proposal for public campaign finance.
It's a poison pill in the Public Financing Commission. There's just no reason to deal with fusion voting in relationship to public financing.
The group finds itself in rare agreement with conservatives and Republicans in New York on the issue of fusion voting. Senator Rich Funke, a Republican from Rochester, who also runs on the Conservative and Independence Party lines, spoke during a debate on the bill in late March. He also sees an ulterior motive from the governor.
The Working Families Party backed Cynthia Nixon last year and Zephyr Teachout the previous time, so now he's looking to crush his internal opponents in the Working Families Party and his external opponents on the right in one fell swoop.
Cuomo has argued there's a good reason to include a reconsideration of fusion voting in the commission's duties. He says candidates running on multiple party lines might be eligible for public financing dollars for each party's endorsement. But Wisniewski says in New York City, the public dollars are awarded just once to each candidate, no matter how many times the candidate appears on the ballot. Senator Funke and other Republicans who are in the minority in the legislature are against using public dollars, though, to pay for political campaigns. Funke says it would cost too much.
It'll force taxpayers to subsidize negative campaigns and robocalls, and it's going to do nothing to clean up our system.
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, a Democrat, has also expressed reservations. And an April 16th poll by Siena College found nearly 2/3 of voters also oppose the concept. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.